Dem-funded poll, Arizona GOP's Carrie Lake leads Ruben Gallego by 1 point in two-way Senate race. By Nick Gilbertson on January 10, 2024. A super PAC backing Representative Ruben Gallego Diaz, in his bid for Senator Kyrsten Sinema's Iowa's seat sponsored a January poll that found him narrowly losing to leading Republican candidate Carrie Lake in a two-way matchup. The Public Policy Polling, PPP, survey commissioned by the left-wing group Replace Sinema, which endorses Gallego, found Lake leading the Democrat 46% to 45% in a two-way contest. In this scenario, another 10% of respondents are unsure who they would back. When Sinema, who has not yet announced a re-election bid, is added to the fray, Lake trails Gallego by 1. Gallego garners 36% of the response, followed by Lake at 35% and Sinema at 17%. Another 12% of respondents are undecided in a three-way race. According to The Messenger, which first reported on the poll, the margin of error, MOE, is plus or minus 4 percentage points, meaning both Lake and Gallego's leads in both of these variations fall within the MOE. While the Super PAC is unaffiliated with Gallego's campaign, Lake's team took a victory lap over her strong poll numbers funded by the pro-Gallego PAC. Even Ruben Gallego's own Democrat pollster can't hide the fact that Carrie Lake is the frontrunner in the race to be Arizona's next senator, she stated in an emailed press release from her campaign. Arizonans are sick and tired of Ruben Gallego and Kyrsten Sinema's lockstep support of Joe Biden's failed policies. In 2024, Arizona will vote to return to the Common Sense America First policies that provided historic peace and prosperity just 3 years ago. The poll sampled 590 Arizona voters between January 5 to 6. PPP also gauged all three candidates' favorability, finding that Sinema is the most vulnerable at net minus 22. Of the respondents, 26% find Sinema favorable versus 48% who see her as unfavorable, and 26% are unsure of how they feel about her. Lake fares second worst, with 36% viewing her in a positive light and 52% expressing unfavorable perceptions, for a net minus 16 rating. Gallego is also underwater but only by 1%, at 34% to 35%. In PPP's release, the Lake campaign emphasized that the 30% of voters who did not have opinions of Gallego give Lake the opportunity to define him in the coming months.